Talking sport, and we're talking about the game they play in heaven with Mr. Rugby, Jonathan Weeks. How are you this morning, mate?
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody listening on 981 2NM and also, of course, 2NM.com.au.
Well, going to start with some local rugby. A fantastic victory for the Scone Brumbies on the weekend, taking out third-placed Inverell Highlanders.
Yeah, that's after defeating Tamworth Pirates the week before. So it's 3 out of 4 for the boys there from the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies here at the Circle O&O and Experience. And, of course, this weekend in the Santos Central Rugby Premiership, we move into round 14 as we have Tamworth Pirates taking on the Lorenz Gunner Red Devils, Walker take on the Ngurrungurra Moree Wee Bolla Bulls, and also the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies take on the Santos Narrabri Blue Boys. So the Blue Boys are on top of the table by point, while, of course, the Kundai Lions hit the road to take on a team they should be able to beat, and that's the Inverell Highlanders. But maybe the Highlanders are a little bit sore at home, so that's going to be an interesting time when it comes to that. CNAU.com.au is the place to go to. Also, of course, we've got our juniors back between the ages of 6 and 12, so get down to the trainings on Friday nights there if you're in Scone at the Circle and way there at Aberdeen Street. You can be part of it if you're a boy or girl. Also, of course, in Crendai on Thursday afternoons there from about 5 o'clock as well. And we now have a new setup when it comes to the Northwest Regional, where we have boys now still in the 15 side for the next couple of weeks when we get back from school holidays. And also the girls will be playing sevens for the next couple of weeks as well, which will be fantastic to see. You can find out more through the Northwest Regional page. And also, of course, you can go through australia.rugby if you want to be registered for anything, may it be juniors in this part of the world, Singleton, Maitland, etc., etc., etc.
Of course, the Highlanders are going to be at home against their arch rivals, the Waratahs, this weekend at Highbrook. That's one to look forward to.
Yeah, of course, we've had back-to-back grand finals where the Waratahs have basically lost one or two games in about 5 years, but it should be a fascinating round when it comes to the divisional. And other games, of course, with all kicking off at 3 p.m, including East up against the Griffins, Cessnock Mongrels take on the Singleton Army, and finally there, of course, we've got Cooks Hill up against Mirror of the Carlton. Next week, Cooks Hill will be taking on the Heelers down there at Newcastle, but it should be a ripping game. 3 o'clock kick-off there at Highbrook. You can find out more through the Facebook page, Musselbrook Heelers, of course, also in the seniors there. We've got a bit of fun there, whereas the Hamilton Hawks take on University, Southern Beaches take on Nelson Bay, and Wanderers take on the Singleton Earth-Moving Bulls. And, of course, the Bulls next week will be at home as well, so look forward to that. You can find out more via their website there, singletonrugbyclub.com.au. And also fourth grade, of course, will be held on Friday there at Heaton Park, and that kicks off at 6 o'clock as Griffins take on Hamilton Hawks, Mirror the Carlton take on Medawi, and Maitland take on University. These games go for about 40 minutes, and it's basically a bunch of old blokes running into each other, but just keeping fit as well. So they've had a couple of weeks off, and all the details can be found through the website there, hunterrugby.com.au.
What's the latest in the Shoot Shield, mate?
Yeah, they've had 2 weeks off so far. They're going to have another 2 weeks off. What they're going to do is shift the season forward at least a month. So what we're going to see here is a grand final exclusively will be held at Leichhardt Oval again. Mm. It'll be on either on the 8th or the 16th of October. Now, it could be shifted on to the 23rd, just depending on what they're going to do. You can find out more through the New South Wales Rugby website, nsw.rugby.
And finally, we don't often get to do this, Wixie. We've got a test match that's happening tonight at Amy Park, the second test between Australia and France after the Wallabies got out of jail last Wednesday.
Yeah, there'll be a swag of changes in the team, and also there's some players to come back in the fullness of time. Interesting to see how that's going to go. Of course, there was a big test on Saturday night there as the All Blacks took on the Fijians with a pretty competitive sort of run. They'll be back on Saturday night from 5 o'clock. And afterwards, of course, there'll be another test match up in Brisbane as the Wallabies take on the French in the El Toro series. So the Cadbury Wallabies are into it, and they'll be playing tonight, and that'll be on Gem Channel 82 on free-to-air. And then, of course, that'll be back on Saturday. So the big thing, Bear, is going to be how we're going to get ourselves in some sort of shape to be part of the El Toro Rugby Championship, because, of course, the first of those games for the Bittersley Cup will be in New Zealand, and that will be on the 7th of August. So everywhere else in the country is clean except for New South Wales, but the Wallabies have been nowhere near New South Wales for a month because they've had a three-week experience when it comes to training up at Sanctuary Cove. Test match last week in Brisbane. Fly in and fly out tonight with the French when it comes to the test, and then we've got another test in Brisbane. So I would be very loath to say that the New Zealand government wouldn't let the Wallabies in, but you never know. It's just one of those things at the moment. It's a very fluid situation, and I say it's a bit of a miracle we're still playing rugby at a local level considering some of the damage that's been going on in Sydney. So it's going to be interesting to see how it works itself out, but looking forward to the Wallabies getting the win tonight. But as I said before, the French shouldn't be losing rugby tests like the Indian generally losing cricket tests. But that's another story with such depth in that competition.
Nonetheless, it's going to be a cracking game tonight. We will catch up again next Saturday on the Sideline View to talk some more rugby. Thanks, Wixie.
Thanks very much, Bear.